And a pretty song by Edie Gourmet, The Look of Love. 7 minutes after six, the forecast weather-wise for the Twin Cities, variable cloudiness in the Twins with showers or thunder showers likely tonight. Mostly fair to partly cloudy tomorrow through Wednesday, a little cooler tomorrow and tomorrow night. The low tonight will be 55, the high tomorrow 72. Tomorrow night down to 48, southerly winds 5 to 12 miles per hour tonight, becoming westerly 12 to 16 miles per tomorrow. 80 degrees in the Twin Cities right now. Winds are from the west at 7 miles per hour. Humidity 41%. Barometer 29.76 and falling. Skies are fair. They're lovely. Right now, temperature coming down a little bit, and we expect a low tonight of about 55. I might remind you, this is WCCO-FM 102.9 on your FM dial. I'm Steve Edstrom, and this is Glenn Yarbrough.
You have four seasons. A man's lifetime has four seasons. That's all God gives to you.
That's Glenn Yarbrough. The song is called Four Seasons. Glenn was at CCO about a week and a half ago visiting with us and talking about his music, kind of songs that he likes to sing. 10 and a half minutes after six, temperature in the Twin Cities, 80 degrees, and we've got some fine music lined up for you in the next few hours. Coming up, Neil Hefti, but also the Jackie Gleason Orchestra, Ray Conniff, and Leroy Holmes and his orchestra, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Jimmy Dean. We'll get to it all sooner or later. I want to remind you of one thing, though, before we get back to the music. The Minnesota Orchestra, speaking of music, will give a special concert Wednesday night in Northrop Auditorium, a program of light classical favorites. The concert is beginning at 7:30. It's a benefit for a member of the orchestra who's been hospitalized for several months, and tickets are $2. At 7:30 Wednesday evening, the Minnesota Orchestra playing at Northrop Auditorium. Billy Vaughn and his orchestra. The song is called No One Will Ever Know. The Senate has approved two of President Nixon's disputed nominations to important posts. James Allen's nomination as U.S. Education Commissioner was confirmed despite protest from a number of Southerners, and the Senate confirmed the nomination of William Brown, a Philadelphia Negro lawyer, to be a member of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Before the Senate voted to confirm Allen's nomination, Democratic Senator James Eastland of Mississippi warned that such a move would be a national calamity. Eastland attacked Allen as an advocate of busing children to achieve racial balance in schools. Until recently, Allen was New York State Commissioner of Education. 15 minutes after six, 80 degrees in the Twin Cities. This is Steve Edstrom with music on WCCO-FM. As Neil Hefti. Had sort of a sneaky ending, Neil. That's from a motion picture, formerly a stage play, called The Odd Couple. Neil Hefti and his orchestra. 16 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and our temperature in the Twin Cities still up, where it's been most of the day. 80 degrees right now. Winds are from the west at 7 miles an hour. Humidity 41 degrees. We'll check the forecast for the Twin Cities in a few minutes. Right now, let's take a little check with the news. From the WCCO News Bureau, the Supreme Court today turned its attention to the right to vote. In one ruling, it struck down an Illinois voting law on the grounds that it gives unfair advantage to voters in rural counties. In another action, the High Court agreed to review state residency requirements for voting. Some 500 Louisiana National Guardsmen are heading for the troubled New Orleans campus of Southern University. Governor John McKithen called up the guardsmen after dissident students quietly occupied several administrative offices. Short time later, the students vacated the offices to attend a rally on campus. McKithen pledged today, "We're going to take and hold that campus with whatever force is necessary." The predominantly Negro New Orleans school has been in a state of unrest ever since the firing of a financial officer in March. The students also are demanding a black studies department and a course in black liberation. This is music from WCCO FM 102.9 on your FM dial. Music now by the Vogues. You are my special angel, that's sung by the Vogues. Temperature at 21 minutes after 6, 80 degrees. Forecast for Minnesota, mostly cloudy with showers and thunder showers in the north. Variable cloudiness with scattered showers and thunder showers likely in the southern part of our state tonight. Showers in the east tomorrow, followed by clearing skies tomorrow night and Wednesday. The low tonight, 42 to 50. The highs tomorrow, 58 to 74. A little cooler than we had today. Winds currently from the west at 7 miles an hour. Humidity 41 degrees. This is WCCO FM 102.9 on your FM dial. I'm Steve Edstrom, and we've got plenty of good music for you coming up in just a moment. Montgomery police have arrested about 250 Negro students who refused to break up a demonstration in front of the Alabama Capitol. The students were demanding the firing of the Negro president of Alabama State College. There was no violence as the youth were hauled off to jail in various trucks. That's called the Sun Porch Cha-Cha-Cha, music from The Graduate. Well, the Minnesota Twins are in the midst of a winning streak. We hope they'll continue tomorrow night. Yesterday, as you heard on CCO, the Twins defeated Chicago 4-3. And probably as important, at least to many people, is the fact that they had the largest crowd ever to see a regular season game in Minnesota. Over 44,000 people at the game yesterday. And they were well pleased, those of them that were rooting for the Twins. Final score 4-3. Tomorrow night, the Twins are at Cleveland. You'll hear the game starting at 6:25, the Merle Harmon Show, and that's followed by Billy Martin and Sid Hartman. And then the Twins get down to business right after that. 80 degrees in the Twin Cities, 25 after 6. This is WCCO-FM. Here's one you should recognize. That's Satin Doll, done by Jonah Jones. 29 minutes after 6 o'clock, this is the FM service of WCCO Radio, 102.9 on your FM dial, serving the Twin Cities from Minneapolis. 80 degrees in the Twin Cities. A National Airlines flight from New York was hijacked today just before it was due to land at Miami, its final destination. The plane headed for Cuba. There was no immediate report on the number of passengers aboard the Boeing 727. The Federal Aviation Administration says the crew had just been cleared to descend to about 10,000 feet, about 40 miles from Miami, when the plane abruptly changed its course, heading due south. There has been no radio contact with the plane about the hijacking, and as soon as more details are available, we'll bring them to you. Somebody suggested for all of the hijackings that we have, building a simulated Havana airport in parts of Florida, which is kind of a wild idea. And then they'd circle for a few hours high above the earth, and then when the hijacker thinks it's time to go to Cuba, they'd just descend and land in Fort Lauderdale, you know, and a guy'd get off, but nobody'd be speaking Spanish. Well, until then, I guess we'll have to put up with these hijackings. WCCO-FM Fine Music continues.
Pennies in a stream and moonlight in the mud.
Pretty song. Tennessee Ernie Ford, Moonlight in Vermont. 27 minutes before 7 o'clock, the forecast for North Dakota, weather-wise, mostly fair to partly cloudy through Wednesday. with a chance of a few showers or thunder showers over the northwestern portion of North Dakota tomorrow night and in the north Wednesday. Little change in temperature, however. The lows tonight, 36 to 46, and tomorrow from 62 to 72. South Dakota will be partly cloudy tonight, mostly fair to partly cloudy tomorrow through Wednesday. Cooling off tonight and tomorrow night, warming up in the eastern portions of South Dakota tomorrow. The low tonight, 38 to 48, and tomorrow the highs ranging from 66 to 76. In fact, all over CCO land, the temperatures will be about the same as today. A little bit warmer, but very comfortable. Right now in the Twin Cities, it's 80 degrees, and we have music by the Leroy Holmes Orchestra. All right, that's to see if your stereo is working. Leroy Holmes and his orchestra and chorus, and it sounded like he had a few soda bottles in there, too, that he was popping once in a while. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the name of the song. Well, let's continue with our forecast for CCO land. Iowa, partly cloudy to cloudy tonight through Wednesday, with a chance of showers or thunder showers tonight and tomorrow in the south, and tomorrow night over the southeastern portions of Iowa. A little cooler tomorrow in the west and north over the entire state Wednesday. Wind southeasterly 10 to 20 miles per hour tonight. The lows tonight 55 to 62. The highs tomorrow in the 70s. The lows tomorrow night in the 50s. For Wisconsin, showers and thunder showers likely in the southern portions of Wisconsin, over the entire state, but especially in the southern portions, with lows in the 50s. The skies will be partly cloudy, cooler in the northwest, warm and humid in the southeast tomorrow night and Wednesday. Wisconsin tomorrow will have highs ranging from 6.4 to 7.0, as an official weatherman might say. Right now in the Twin Cities, it's 80 degrees, still rather warm. Incidentally, the Christmas Seal Mobile X-Ray Unit of Hennepin County will be in the Bloomington area tomorrow and Wednesday. Tomorrow at Holiday Stores, 84th and Lindale. Wednesday at Normandale Center on Viking Drive off Highways 494 and 100. Thursday's location will be 14th and Chicago Avenue in Minneapolis. Now, the hours for free chest X-rays, 10 to 1 and 2 till 5, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. The mobile unit will not be in operation today or Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. More music, Lenny Bro and his guitar. That's kind of a mellow version of a song that was not so mellow at one time. It was called A Hard Day's Night. In fact, it still is called A Hard Day's Night. Lenny Bro and his quartet, I believe, I heard, four fellows playing there. 17 and a half minutes before 7. For Minnesota, mostly cloudy with showers and thunder showers. In the north, variable cloudiness with scattered showers and thunder showers likely in the southern part of Minnesota tonight. Showers in the east tomorrow, followed by clearing tomorrow night and Wednesday. The low tonight, 42 to mid-50s. The high tomorrow, 58 to 74. For the Twin Cities, variable cloudiness in the Twins with showers or thunder showers likely tonight, mostly fair to partly cloudy tomorrow through Wednesday. A little cooler tomorrow and tomorrow night. The low tonight will be 55 tomorrow up to 72, which is about 8 degrees warmer than this afternoon. The low tomorrow night, 48. Southerly winds, 5 to 12 miles per hour tonight. And they'll become westerly 12 to 16 miles per hour tomorrow. 80 degrees in the Twin Cities at 16 and a half before 7. The song is called Stormy, done by Nick Noble, 13 and a half minutes before 7. Let's take a look at the news from the Minnesota legislature. The Senate Agriculture Committee today approved a bill which forbids acquisition of farmland for non-agricultural purposes. The Minnesota Senate also voted today to send back to the House a bill imposing a two-year moratorium on the State Fair Trade Liquor Act. Fair Trade Liquor Act. The No-Fault Motorist Insurance Bill was shunted off the legislative thoroughfare today when the Senate Commerce Committee rejected it 10-5 with one member abstaining. This is WCCO-FM 102.9 on your FM dial. This is Steve Edstrom. Fine music until 9 p.m. this evening. Here's a little sample. Ray Conniff. Love is Blue, Ray Conniff and his singers, 7:10. I said yesterday, when we were giving all of the scores, the Twins 4, Chicago 3, that the score in Madison, Wisconsin was Police 2, Students nothing. But we have some recent news. It sounds like the students are catching up. Students from several large Midwestern universities gathered in Madison today to call for an end to college affiliation with the Reserve Officer Training Corps. The students were invited to Madison by David Schaefer, head of the University of Wisconsin Student Association, and Steve Reiner, who's the editor of the Daily Cardinal, which is the Wisconsin student newspaper. The two issued a joint statement last week that called for an end for credit for the ROTC courses. Paul Gruchow, the editor of the University of Minnesota Daily, said that he endorsed the principles of the Schaefer-Reiner statement, saying, and I quote, "I find the methods and values of the military utterly reprehensible." So I'm not sure what the score is in Madison, but that's the latest news from the University of Wisconsin. Temperature in the Twin Cities, 80 degrees. This is WCCO FM Stereo. I'm Steve Edstrom. I've got some fine music until 9 p.m. The forecast for Wisconsin, variable cloudiness. Now, see, that's what I'm thinking about, Wisconsin. The forecast for the Twin Cities. Maybe I should mention the reason that I am concerned with what happens at the university more than maybe most people is because that's where I graduated about a year ago, University of Wisconsin, just before the National Guard and the policemen moved in. The forecast for the Twin Cities, variable cloudiness in the Twins with showers or thundershowers likely tonight. Our temperature tomorrow about 8 degrees cooler than it was today, which means 72, 73 with a chance of some shower activity. Just like on a summer night with those crickets. That's the Mystic Moods Orchestra. The song is called Daphne's Theme. I wonder if those crickets pay full dues at the Musicians Union. Playing first cricket, we have... Oh, we found out, incidentally, the number of passengers on that hijacked plane. 75 persons aboard the National Airlines jetliner that was hijacked to Havana. However, there are no other details available. Senator William Proxmire has called for an investigation into a possible criminal violation by Pentagon officials handling a multi-billion dollar contract for a giant jet transport. WCCO-FM, Minneapolis, 102.9 on your FM dial. Another service of WCCO Radio. Good neighbor to the Northwest, 80 degrees in the Twin Cities. This is Steve Edstrom with you. Let's get back to music. Jackie DeShannon.
Many a tear has to fall.
Your heart will fly away. Your heart will fly away.
It's All in the Game. Jackie DeShannon singing the song for us. I want to remind you that the Lutheran Brotherhood Singers will be giving several concerts in Minnesota cities this week. 8 o'clock Friday night, they'll be in Mankato at Bethlehem Lutheran Church. 7:30 Saturday night at Glenwood, at the Glenwood Lutheran Church. Sunday morning at the First Lutheran Church in Alexandria. They'll have concerts at 8, 9:30, and 11 Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon, boy, they're busy Sunday. Sunday afternoon at 4, the Lutheran Brotherhood Singers will be at Trinity Lutheran Church in Brainerd. It's a talented group. Hear them if you get an opportunity. 80 degrees in the Twin Cities. Winds from the west at 7 miles per. Humidity 41%. Got some more news to bring your way. We're talking about the hijacked airliner. Senate approval. This is not about the airliner, but this is sort of to refresh your memory where we were in the news. Senate approval has been won by both of President Nixon's controversial nominations to important posts in the field of racial relations. More students have left. National Guard troops are being held off the troubled Southern University campus in New Orleans. The forecast for the Twin Cities for the next 24 hours, especially tomorrow, things will cool off just a bit. It's 80 degrees now. Tomorrow we expect a high of about 72, and some showers or thunder showers likely tonight. Mostly fair to partly cloudy tomorrow through Wednesday. Jerry Vale, the song is called As Long As She Needs Me, 9.5 minutes after 7. You know, the President of the United States faces so many major, you know, monumental problems in the course of a day that I imagine occasionally he likes to face a problem that really isn't a problem. Like, for instance, President Nixon has answered a letter from a second-grade class in Portland, Maine. The president replied to the children's questions about his dogs they were interested in, but he either skirted or overlooked their major concern. It seems they wanted to know, these second graders wanted to know, for one thing, if President Nixon plans on growing a beard. They wrote to the president that they had voted 19-5 against it. The president's return letter made no mention of any beard-growing plans, but he did include some photographs of his dogs. And the chief executive told the children that he shared their interest in pets, but he said he was particularly impressed with their artwork because when he was in second grade, he said his lowest marks were in drawing and art. I imagine his highest marks were in public speaking. So there, I don't know. We can't tell you if the president's planning on growing a beard in the next few days, but at least these second graders from Portland, Maine tried to find out. Temperature in the Twin Cities down to 76. The new reading, 76 degrees. Winds from the south at 18 miles an hour. They're gusting to 25, however. No, that's not music by Lester Lannan. That's Stanley Turrentine. The song is called Little Green Apples. 15 minutes after 7, this is WCCO FM Stereo. Steve Edstrom with you with music this evening. 5 NATO nations are taking part in a small exercise in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. The exercise began April 18th. A NATO spokesman says announcements of the maneuvers was delayed until today to prevent some problems with Soviet military units. The nations taking part are the United States, Britain, Norway, the Netherlands, and Canada. A NATO spokesman says the exercise aims to train the forces in anti-submarine warfare operations. We mentioned the forecast for the next 24 hours for the Twin Cities. Minnesota's is much the same. Showers expected this evening and warmer temperatures. Well, I shouldn't say warmer than today, warmer than we've been used to. It'll cool off some tomorrow, but it's still going to be up there, 72 to 76, right in that range. Northern Minnesota will be a little bit cooler, in the high 50s or low 60s, up to the mid-70s for other parts of Minnesota. 76 degrees. Let's get back to music. These are the Lennon Sisters. Those are the Lennon Sisters. The song is called Funny How Time Slips Away. Isn't it funny how the money slips away? The Minnesota legislature was busy today helping that money slip away. They passed the first of 2 major spending bills of the session for good causes, one appropriating funds for the Minnesota Highway Department, the other allocating money for semi-state activities. In other legislative news, medical examiners would have the right to close certain of its records to the public under a bill passed by the House today. House also approved a bill allowing juveniles to be photographed by police when picked up for major crimes. The House Judiciary Committee today turned thumbs down to a bill allowing newsmen to shield their news sources from public identity in court cases. And the Minnesota Senate began plowing through an 84-page consumer credit bill today and agreed to amendments that cut interest rates proposed in two of the key sections. 20 minutes after 7, this is music from WCCO-FM. We have a fine recording here of a river I think you're going to enjoy. There's the music.